Welcome back to the Mbago Media News Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the strategic evolution of Zoran Mamdani's campaign during the New York City mayoral race. The final stretch of any major election is a critical juncture, and Mamdani entered this phase with a notable lead in the polls, especially as the crucial final debate approached. This wasn't accidental, it was the result of a carefully constructed strategy that had clearly resonated with a significant portion of the city's electorate. To understand this pivotal moment and what followed, we're drawing insights from the meticulous reporting of Nicholas Fandos for the New York Times. Fandos's work provides an indispensable perspective on Mamdani's decisions, focusing on his efforts to not only maintain his lead but, crucially, to expand upon it. This is a story about evolution, adaptation, and the complex art of coalition building in one of the world's most dynamic cities.
That's a fantastic setup. It really highlights how elections aren't just about initial momentum, but about sustained strategic thinking. So, let's start at the beginning. What defined Mamdani's initial appeal and his core message in those early stages? It sounds like he had a very clear vision right out of the gate.
Absolutely. In those initial stages, Mamdani's campaign was largely characterized by a clear, progressive message. The core themes often revolved around bold social policies, a critique of existing systems, and a vision for a more equitable city. This approach resonated powerfully with a progressive base that felt energized by his platform, speaking directly to those who felt left behind by traditional politics and offering a vision of radical change and a commitment to social justice.
I can see how that would build a strong foundation. What specific policy areas were central to this early progressive messaging? And how did this positioning establish him as a front-runner?
Key policy areas that defined this early phase likely included ambitious proposals on housing affordability, criminal justice reform, and environmental initiatives, all framed through a lens of systemic transformation. This is the candidate who, at the outset, captured the imagination of a significant portion of the Democratic primary electorate, positioning him as a natural front-runner. This initial phase was all about establishing a strong ideological identity and creating a passionate core of support that would serve as the bedrock of his campaign. It was a bold declaration of principles, designed to energize voters looking for a departure from the status quo and a champion for progressive ideals.
So, he built this strong, progressive core. But as you mentioned, the question then becomes how to sustain and, more importantly, expand that lead. Winning a New York City mayoral race typically requires more than just appealing to one segment. What was the strategic shift Mamdani made to broaden his appeal, and how did Fandos's reporting shed light on this?
That's exactly the crux of it. With that strong starting position, the critical challenge was to expand beyond that initial base. The New York City mayoral race is rarely won by appealing to just one segment, it demands a broader coalition and a wider net. And this is where Mamdani's strategy began to evolve, a shift that Fandos's reporting illuminates. The core of this evolving strategy was a deliberate move beyond his initial, progressive base. While the initial appeal was potent, securing victory, especially with early voting on the horizon, necessitated a broader outreach.
And when we talk about broadening the coalition, what does that practically entail in a city as diverse as New York? It sounds like a delicate balancing act. How do you reach out to new groups without alienating the ones who got you there in the first place?
It absolutely is a delicate balancing act. Broadening the coalition means reaching out to different groups, perhaps moderate Democrats, independents, or even those who typically lean Republican but might be swayed by specific issues. It's about finding common ground and presenting a vision that speaks to more than just a core ideological group. Fandos's insights are particularly valuable here, understanding the challenges and opportunities in this pivot. Appealing to a wider electorate means navigating a complex political landscape where different groups have different priorities. What energizes the progressive base might alienate more moderate voters, and vice versa.
Can you give us some examples of how this shift might have been signaled? Were there specific policy adjustments or changes in tone that indicated Mamdani was trying to appeal to a broader audience? And what were the potential risks involved?
Examples of policy proposals or public statements that signaled this shift might have included a greater emphasis on public safety, a more pragmatic approach to economic development, or a less confrontational tone on certain issues. These adjustments weren't about abandoning core principles, but rather about framing them in a way that could resonate with a larger, more diverse audience. The potential risks were clear, alienating the very base that propelled him to the front-runner status. But the rewards were also significant, building a winning coalition capable of securing the nomination. It's a high-stakes gamble in any election.
That brings us to the final debate. With early voting looming, this must have been the ultimate test of that evolving strategy. How did Mamdani use that platform to demonstrate his broader appeal, and what kind of challenges did he face in that high-pressure environment?
The final debate was indeed a critical test. For Mamdani, it represented a crucial opportunity to solidify his lead and, more importantly, to demonstrate the effectiveness of his refined strategy to a broader electorate. The objective was clear: to appear not just as a progressive champion, but as a pragmatic leader capable of uniting a diverse city. His approach in the debate was designed to reflect this new, broader appeal, likely emphasizing themes of unity, practical solutions, and a vision for a city that works for everyone, rather than solely focusing on the more ideologically driven planks of his platform.
Can you elaborate on how he might have demonstrated this evolution during the debate? Were there specific issue areas where he had to balance his progressive roots with more moderate positions? And how did his opponents likely react to this shift?
We can analyze specific moments or exchanges. For instance, if asked about public safety, he might have responded not just with calls for reform, but with a nuanced discussion of community policing and resources. On economic issues, perhaps he shifted from critiquing corporate power to discussing job creation and small business support. The key would have been showcasing his ability to bridge divides. Opponents, of course, would likely seek to exploit any perceived inconsistencies or paint him as opportunistic, perhaps by highlighting past statements that seemed to contradict his newer messaging.
That makes sense. It's a classic campaign tactic to try and paint an opponent as a chameleon. Could you provide a hypothetical example of how an opponent might have tried to frame Mamdani's pivot during the debate, perhaps on an issue like housing or economic development?
Certainly. Imagine an opponent dredging up a quote from Mamdani years ago railing against property developers, and then juxtaposing it with his current talk of incentivizing new business investment. The goal would be to frame the pivot not as strategic evolution, but as a cynical abandonment of core beliefs. Similarly, on housing, an opponent might highlight his past calls for radical rent control while he's now speaking about pragmatic solutions to increase housing supply, attempting to create doubt about his sincerity and consistency.
And after the debate, what was the immediate aftermath as reported by Fandos? How did this refined strategy translate into observable impacts, even before Election Day?
The immediate aftermath would have been crucial in assessing the impact. Did his polling numbers hold or improve? Did public perception shift? The debate was a high-stakes performance, but the real test of this evolved strategy would be in how it translated to actual votes as early voting commenced. The debate was the showcase. Early voting was where the strategy would begin to prove its worth, offering the first tangible results of this pivot.
Let's talk about those specific tactics and messaging. How did Mamdani's campaign actually reach beyond their initial base? What kind of language and framing did they use to connect with a wider range of voters?
This strategic outreach involved a multifaceted approach. The language and framing likely shifted to emphasize themes of unity, practical solutions, and ensuring safety and opportunity for all New Yorkers, concepts that resonate across the political spectrum. Instead of focusing solely on systemic critiques, the campaign would have highlighted actionable plans and common sense approaches to governance. Think about the difference in framing. Instead of dismantle exploitative rent gouging, perhaps committed to making housing more affordable for working families and seniors, exploring every avenue to ease the burden on household budgets.
That's a great example of reframing. How did this translate to other key issues like criminal justice or economic development? And how did they tailor their message to different demographic groups or geographic areas within NYC?
On criminal justice, a progressive focus on decarceration might pivot to ensuring our streets are safe through smart, evidence-based policing and investing in community programs that prevent crime. For economic development, it might mean shifting from critiquing corporate power to discussing job creation and small business support. The campaign would have also explored tailoring messages to different demographics and geographic areas, understanding the unique issues facing, say, residents in the outer boroughs compared to Manhattan, or working families versus young professionals. This granular approach acknowledges that NYC is not a monolith.
And beyond direct messaging, what role did endorsements or key surrogates play in this broader appeal? How could they lend credibility and reach new voters?
Endorsements and key surrogates become critical in this broader appeal. Securing support from figures who might not be traditional progressive standard bearers could lend credibility and reach new voters. Imagine an endorsement from a respected community leader in a more moderate enclave, or a former city official known for fiscal responsibility. These endorsements act as a signal to undecided voters that Mamdani is a viable and electable candidate, someone who can garner support across different factions of the city's political landscape.
Analyzing the messaging around issues like public safety, affordability, and economic recovery is particularly telling. How might these have been framed differently for a wider audience compared to the progressive base?
For a wider audience, these issues might be framed less through a lens of social justice advocacy and more through the practical lens of daily life. Public safety might be discussed in terms of effective policing and community collaboration, affordability in terms of tangible relief for families and support for small businesses, and economic recovery in terms of job growth and revitalizing neighborhoods. The campaign might have published detailed plans outlining specific steps for revitalizing commercial corridors or tax incentives for small businesses, offering something tangible beyond broad ideological statements.
This strategy, while potentially effective, must have carried the risk of alienating the core progressive base. How did the campaign navigate that delicate balance between attracting new voters and not appearing to betray the principles that first energized their supporters?
That's the tightrope walk, isn't it? The challenge is to attract new voters without appearing disingenuous or abandoning core principles. Success would depend on the campaign's ability to communicate authenticity and a genuine commitment to addressing the needs of all New Yorkers, regardless of political affiliation. This strategic outreach was happening concurrently with the crucial period of early voting, a time when voters could cast their ballots before Election Day itself.
Early voting is such a critical factor now. How did Mamdani's campaign leverage this period to solidify support from the expanded base they had worked to cultivate? What were the specific get-out-the-vote efforts?
Early voting was indeed a critical window. The campaign likely involved targeted outreach to newly engaged voters, reminders to cast ballots early, and perhaps events designed to mobilize supporters in key neighborhoods. Think of get-out-the-vote operations specifically targeting newly registered voters or those who had shown interest in Mamdani's broader message. They might have organized rallies in swing districts or deployed volunteers for door-to-door canvassing, emphasizing the importance of casting a ballot early.
And as early voting progressed, what kind of shifts in voter sentiment or turnout patterns were reported? How did Fandos's analysis connect these trends to the success, or challenges, of Mamdani's evolved strategy?
Fandos's analysis of voter behavior and trends during early voting would be invaluable here. He might have reported on which demographics were turning out in higher numbers, or whether there were indications that Mamdani's message was resonating beyond his initial supporters. For example, a surprising uptick in early voting from traditionally more conservative districts or a strong showing from independent voters could signal success. Conversely, a dip in turnout from the most progressive precincts might indicate base erosion.
Were there any unexpected challenges or successes observed during early voting? For instance, did a particular demographic turn out in greater numbers than anticipated, or did a specific neighborhood prove more resistant to the broader appeal?
Absolutely. A surge in early voting from a particular outer borough could be a major win, demonstrating successful outreach. Conversely, a lukewarm response in a key swing district might be a cause for concern, suggesting the broader appeal wasn't landing as effectively as hoped. The media narrative, often influenced by Fandos's reporting, would be crucial in shaping public perception of whether the campaign was successfully expanding its coalition or struggling to connect with new voters.
So, as Election Day approached, the early voting trends provided a strong indicator, but the ultimate outcome remained to be seen. Now, let's transition to the conclusion. What does Fandos's reporting suggest about the overall success of Mamdani's strategic evolution in this mayoral race?
Overall, assessing Zoran Mamdani's strategic evolution reveals a campaign that understood the necessity of adaptation. The key successes of this pivot likely included broadening his coalition beyond the progressive base, demonstrating a capacity for pragmatic leadership and potentially attracting a more diverse set of voters. By emphasizing themes of unity and practical solutions, he aimed to present himself as a unifying figure for a complex city. This is the hallmark of a successful modern campaign, the ability to hold on to core principles while demonstrating the flexibility to connect with a wider spectrum of the electorate.
That makes sense, being both principled and pragmatic. But as we've discussed, this evolution wasn't without its challenges. What were the primary criticisms or potential downsides of this strategic shift?
The primary challenge, as mentioned, was the delicate balance required to maintain progressive credentials while seeking broader appeal. Critics might have accused him of abandoning his principles or being too calculated in his messaging. There's always a risk that in trying to please everyone, you end up alienating the passionate core that propelled you forward. The campaign had to navigate the perception of authenticity. Could he genuinely connect with voters across the political spectrum without seeming disingenuous?
And how can a campaign mitigate those criticisms? What role do nuanced messaging and concrete policy proposals play in maintaining that perception of authenticity?
Nuanced messaging and concrete policy proposals are critical. If the campaign can clearly articulate why certain shifts were made and how they still align with a core vision for the city, it can mitigate criticism. For example, explaining that a focus on public safety doesn't negate a commitment to reform, but rather seeks to achieve reform through more effective, community-oriented policing, can help bridge that gap. It's about showing that the evolution is thoughtful, not just opportunistic.
Looking ahead, what does Mamdani's strategic evolution suggest about the future of mayoral politics in New York City? Does it signal a shift away from ideological purity towards a more coalition-focused approach?
It underscores the reality that winning a citywide election often requires a broad coalition. Candidates who can bridge ideological divides, address a range of concerns, and present themselves as capable managers of complex urban issues are often the ones who succeed. It suggests a potential shift away from purely ideological campaigns towards more pragmatic, coalition-building approaches, especially in a city as diverse and politically multifaceted as New York. The era of candidates winning solely by mobilizing a highly motivated, ideologically pure base might be waning.
So, it's not necessarily about abandoning progressive ideals, but finding ways to translate them into policies and messaging that resonate with a wider audience? Expanding the tent, so to speak?
Precisely. It's about expanding the tent, not shrinking it. This doesn't mean abandoning progressive ideals, but rather finding ways to translate them into policies and messaging that resonate with a wider audience. The broader lessons learned from Mamdani's campaign trajectory are applicable to many political races. Adaptability is not a sign of weakness, but a crucial element of strategic strength. Understanding your audience, identifying opportunities for growth, and adjusting your message and tactics accordingly are vital for success.
That ability to connect with voters on multiple levels, addressing both their core values and their everyday concerns, seems paramount. Ultimately, Mamdani's evolution highlights the dynamic nature of political campaigns.
Exactly. It's a reminder that a successful campaign is not just about having a vision, but about effectively communicating that vision to a diverse electorate in a way that resonates and inspires action. Nicholas Fandoz's reporting provided a crucial window into the strategic dance, showcasing how a candidate navigates the complex terrain of urban politics, seeking to build a winning coalition by evolving, adapting, and ultimately, striving to connect with all the city's diverse voices. It's a masterclass in political adaptation.
That brings us to our summary. Let's break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities highlighted in Mamdani's strategic pivot.
First, let's look at the progressive base appeal. The strength here was undoubtedly the strong initial resonance with core progressive voters, creating a passionate and energized supporter base and establishing a clear ideological identity early on. However, the challenge or weakness was the risk of alienating moderate voters or appearing too ideologically rigid if not balanced with broader appeals. This base, while fervent, can also be a smaller segment of the electorate.
Moving on to coalition building. The major strength and insight is that it's a strategic necessity for winning a diverse city like New York, allowing for broader appeal and wider electoral success by reaching beyond a single demographic. The challenge, as we've discussed, is the difficulty in balancing diverse interests and priorities, requiring carefully crafted messaging to avoid alienating the base while attracting new supporters.
Next, messaging and framing. The strength lies in shifting language to emphasize unity, practical solutions, and universal benefits like safety and opportunity, translating core principles into tangible outcomes for everyday New Yorkers. The challenge or weakness is the potential perception of inauthenticity or opportunism if the shift is too abrupt or lacks a clear connection to original principles. There's always the risk of pandering if not executed genuinely.
Then we have debate performance. The strength is that it's a crucial platform to demonstrate pragmatic leadership and the ability to bridge divides, offering an opportunity to showcase a balanced approach to complex issues. The challenge is the high-pressure environment where missteps can be amplified, and opponents may try to exploit perceived inconsistencies or shifts in stance.
And finally, early voting strategy. The strength and insight here is that it's a critical period to convert broader appeal into actual votes, allowing for targeted mobilization and solidifying support from newly engaged voters. The challenge lies in requiring significant resource allocation for GOTV efforts, and success depends on accurately predicting turnout and mobilizing the right demographics. It's a complex operational challenge.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into Zoran Mamdani's campaign strategy, thanks to Nicholas Fandoz's reporting. It really underscores the dynamic and adaptive nature of modern political campaigns.
Absolutely. It's a compelling case study in how candidates must navigate the complexities of urban politics, balancing core principles with the pragmatic need to build broad coalitions. Thanks for joining us on Lumbago Media News Podcast.